The White House Report.
Depending upon who you talk to, there's a lot of opinion about Stormy Daniels and the story associated with her and President Trump. But if you remember, about 20 plus years ago, there was a big scandal at the White House with Bill Clinton, then president, and an intern called Monica Lewinsky. Republicans were hot on the trail to find out anything as it related to Whitewater. The broad scope of the Whitewater investigation led Special Prosecutor Ken Starr to Monica Lewinsky, a White House intern who was having sexual relations with then-President Bill Clinton. President Clinton lied under oath about his relationship with Monica Lewinsky. Republicans called for his impeachment. Those were the 1990s. But what's happening in 2018 with the white evangelicals who are turning a blind eye to this situation? But there are still some of faith in Washington who are saying it's foul. A lawyer for President Trump took out a $130,000 equity line of credit to pay off Stormy Daniels to keep their affair quiet that happened about 12 years ago. All of this happened just days before the presidential election of 2016. South Carolina Democratic Congressman James Clyburn.
I was born and raised in a parsonage. So more than just being a man of faith, I've grown up in faith and the workings of the church. I often tell people the first memory I have of my father, who was president of his church's presbytery, state president of the presbytery. One of the earliest memories I have of is him sitting down with a group of ministers around the kitchen table in my home, with them discussing the defrocking of a minister. And I know how torturous that was to him. But my dad voted to defrock the minister. It taught me at that time that if you are going to be a proponent of morality, you got to be a practitioner of morality. So I don't get carried away with evangelicals who are proponents of Christianity. I look to see whether or not they are practitioners of the faith they possess. And so if there is anything that I have seen that can be called a real fake in this process, it ain't the news. It's the religiosity of many of the people who profess. Religion and life ain't the game of golf. You don't get to offer mulligans to practitioners of religion. And so when I hear people talk about the evangelicals are giving Trump a mulligan, this ain't golf. And it ought not, in religion and life, it cannot be treated like it's golf. Golf may be a metaphor for life, but it's not a substitute for life. So you don't get the chance to offer a mulligan to the president, because golf, you only get mulligans in golf, and golf is not a substitute for life.
For more on this story, go to AURN.com or follow me on Twitter. I'm April Ryan at AURN.com.